where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Following a few days of spring-like temperatures, the mercury dropped quickly late this morning with the arrival of an Arctic air mass following a cold front. The temperature was at about 15 Celsius around 8 a.m. Now it's at the freezing mark. Several alerts are posted up the lake in Midwestern Ontario. Huron Perth is under a snow squall watch and special weather statement. Grey Bruce is under a snow squall watch and flash freeze warning. Forecasters say snowfall amounts could be between 15 and 30 centimeters in those areas. OPP West Region is asking motorists to be aware of changing road conditions today as the temperature drops dramatically. You may experience some icy conditions, so be sure to slow down and get to your destination safely. Meanwhile, the Weather Network says most Canadians can look forward to a warmer than normal spring, but they should also brace for the season's profound mood swings. In its spring outlook, the Weather Network predicts the unusually mild winter seen across much of the country, thanks to El Nino conditions, will pave the way for even more pleasant weather in the coming weeks, but not without some interruptions. The township of Warwick is hoping to recruit a family doctor. Council approved a $5,500 membership fee to initiate discussions with Blue Coast Primary Care at its recent meeting. Mayor Todd Case says the municipality is trying to be proactive.
As everybody knows, it's very hard to attract a doctor. So as far as we are concerned as a community, this is a step in the right direction to look after their future when it comes to healthcare needs.
The group helped recruit a new physician to the nearby Arcona Medical Clinic last summer. Case hopes Warwick could be just as lucky. You can read that full story at sarnianewstoday.ca. The Lambton-Kent District School Board has renewed its Director of Education's contract. John Howitt will continue his role for another 5 years. His contract, which was set to end on July 31st, has been extended to July 21st, 2029. Lambton-Kent District School Board Chair Randy Campbell says the board has made great progress in terms of student achievement and well-being under Howitt's leadership. A $50,000 donation made in memory of former St. Clair Child and Youth Services staff member Anne Balcom will ensure the work she helped launch to enhance local postpartum services continues. The contribution made by the Balcom family will be used to further develop and expand the local postpartum support group, improve services and resources for participants. Interim Executive Director Craig McKenzie says Balcom's tireless efforts and commitment positively impacted the lives of many families in Sarnia Lambton.
It really does honor the memory of Anne Balcom. And Anne's passion was a postpartum program and the young moms in our community who didn't have a service like this to go to for many years.
Balcom, who died last June, had a lengthy career in nursing before coming to Sarnia. She helped develop the local postpartum program in 1997. Mainly cloudy with a 60% chance of flurries this afternoon. West wind gusting to 60. Temperature falling to -4 with a wind chill -12. Mainly cloudy tonight, chance of flurries, wind northwest gusting to 60 before shifting west after midnight, a low of -6. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.